Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Dead of Winter, written by Sam Miller and read by Liam Horrocken. Part 1. Citizen Kane. Que gelida manina. Your tiny hand is frozen. La Bohème, Giacomo Puccini. Chapter 1. The Ice Harvest. Down these mean streets a man must go who is not himself mean. A common man and yet an unusual man. He talks as the man of his age talks, that is, with rude wit, a lively sense of the grotesque, a disgust for sham, and a contempt for pettiness. Raymond Chandler, The Simple Art of Murder. The dark was shifting to early morning when Carl Kane, clad in nothing but a too small pink bathrobe, discovered the severed hand nestling beside the milk and newspaper delivery on the snowy doorstep of his office/apartment in Belfast's Hill Street. Shit, muttered Carl once the revelation hit home. From the moist Rorschach-like stains scarring the freshly fallen snow, Carl quickly determined it wasn't all that long ago the hand had been part of the body proper. It looked to be reaching out in a macabre handshake. A freezing wind skimming off the River Lagan suddenly began whistling up Carl's canyon, making him shudder. Quickly tightening the belt on the bathrobe, he bent on one knee, scrutinizing the hand and anything else that could well become relevant subsequently. What the hell? The little finger was missing, but unlike the crisp severance of the hand's stump, this seemed to have been gnawed carelessly off. Suddenly from his peripheral, something between two columns of uncollected bins caught Carl's attention. A mangy, rib-protruding cat sat sneakily watching, the missing bloody finger housed perfectly between clamped fangs and filthy mouth. The sight immediately sent a shiver up Carl's willy. Never a lover of cats since his ex-wife Lynn threw one in his face 4 years ago, scarring him for months, the emaciated creature only helped compound his loathing. Bastard, shouted Carl, standing, faking a wild kick at the thieving feline, before slipping unceremoniously onto his arse in the process. Pain immediately speared him, sending shockwaves radiating from the base of his spine, rocking and shocking the vertebrae. Fuck! Oh! Tears formed in his eyes as he tried shifting his weight. To make matters worse, the belt suddenly slipped from the bathrobe, turning him into an instant flasher. Two passing schoolgirls began giggling, nudging each other until the bloody hand came into sight. Seconds later, they were running down the street screaming, school bags flying haphazardly into the air. I just knew in my piss this morning that this was gonna be one of those bloody days, mumbled Carl, quickly regaining his composure before staggering awkwardly towards the warm indoors to call the cops.